U.S. Attorney William Hochul says 77-year-old Ferdinand Krizan of Forestville pleaded guilty as charged Wednesday. Hochul says Krizan possessed and intended to traffic nearly a half ton of ivory products with an estimated value of $320,000. Buffalo Zoo President Donna Fernandez says poachers prefer larger, more valuable tusks found on older elephants.
But those are so important to the whole social fabric of elephant society. They know the ways to the watering holes. They know how to survive when there are droughts. They keep the young bulls in line. And when you disrupt the society, you're basically dooming a lot of other animals to death through fighting internally, those that don't get poached.
Lead prosecutor, Assistant U.S. Attorney Aaron Mango, says Krizan purchased tusks in Montreal and smuggled them into the U.S. across the Rainbow Bridge. Mango says the seized ivory could end up being crushed.
New York State and the federal authorities, the United States, will not tolerate the commercialization of animals for ivory. And the idea of crushing it is to send the message that once this is obtained, it will be removed from the stream of commerce.
Krizan is scheduled to be sentenced May 19th, and Hochul says he faces up to 5 years in prison and a $250,000 fine. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.